Now, the continuing story and the continuing search for a man who was involved in a road traffic accident which led to one fatality. The fatality was a hitman who was intending on carrying out a job in the Limerick area. Continues to be astonishing. And more reporting this morning that two pensioners were the only people in the Limerick home which was on the hitman's list. 33-year-old Axel Leipzig Morales, who died in the road accident last Monday, was armed and wearing a balaclava when his accomplice drove into two other cars on the N21. Members of the family who normally lived there were not in the house that evening, so the pensioners were on their own. And the search continues, and Gardaí still looking for information in relation to the whereabouts of the individual who fled the scene. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Michael Collins, Cathaoirleach of the Newcastle West Municipal District, Fianna Fáil councillor in the area. Michael, good morning to you. And can I first ask you, look, people must be, I suppose, a certain level of fear, certainly, but astonished at what's transpired over the last 2 weeks.
Absolutely, Gerry. I suppose it was this day last week when the whole thing unfolded. People were waking up to the news that somebody had died in a car crash at Barna, just outside Newcastle West, as you travel towards Abbey Field, and three people injured. And, of course, the news at that stage was who died in the accident. Was it somebody local? Everybody was concerned to know if they knew the person that was deceased. But what unfolded in the following hours was just totally bizarre. First of all, we heard that a man had left the scene and had absconded, and there was a manhunt for that person. And then we learned that the person that deceased was a Swedish passport holder. And subsequently, we heard that he was a well-known hitman across Europe. There was a gun found in the car, and he was also wearing a balaclava. So a real, real bizarre story, and people are kind of shocked at this sinister type of activity in our local rural community here in West Limerick.
That is, I mean, that's the reality of it, and it's just so shocking and so unexpected. And over the last number of days, the Gardaí have been pleading for information from anyone in the locality about the whereabouts of the driver of the vehicle.
Yeah, look, nobody knows at this stage, you know, has he left the country, or the Gardaí think that that he might be harboured someplace in the country. I'm sure they have more information, confidential information, that they're not releasing at this point. The Gardaí have done great work, I suppose. A lot of evidence was found in the car. A mobile phone was found, which probably led them to the whereabouts of where they were coming from and where they were going. And we learned in the last couple of days again that the particular hitman was travelling towards Rakteel or to Rakteel, to a destination there to possibly carry out a murder, which is quite frightening.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally shocking. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have seen the first vehicle, which is a Seat Leon with the registration plate KV12KHP. In the Kerry, Limerick and North Cork areas between Sunday, June 7th and Monday, June 8th, to come forward. They're interested in speaking with any business premises that may have provided accommodation to any occupants of the vehicle, as well as service stations where occupants of the vehicle may have obtained petrol for their journey. And they're looking for road users who are travelling the N21 from Newcastle West towards Abbey Field from 11 p.m. at 11:30 on Monday, June 9th, to ask to make this footage available to investigating Gardaí and information wanted by them. Michael, from that point of view, would there be a concern there about perhaps maybe the level of crime that's involved here, or the seriousness of this situation, and if there may be further developments along those lines? If someone was minded to commission this sort of activity, it's a big concern. I know Gardaí obviously watching that one too very closely.
It's a huge concern. You know, there has been ongoing feuding in the Rakteel town for a good number of years, and it has been at times it escalates and then it abates again. I don't think that there's a general concern for the general public, you know, that they are at risk in any such way. We don't want this activity happening in our community, but I don't think there's any threat to the general public. But any information that anybody has in relation to the whereabouts of that gentleman or the whereabouts of the car in the days preceding the accident, I'm sure people would have seen the car. As you mentioned there, and that has been widely publicised, you know, those people, they had to stay someplace, they had to refuel the car. So there has to be some information out there that will be of assistance to the Gardaí. And again, I would appeal to anybody that has that information to make it known.
Yeah, and Michael, this isn't just local to your area. I mean, separately to this, Gardaí Aviation Appeal in Kerry, from information, they're looking to try and find out what happened after a gun was fired in a Tralee housing estate last Thursday, June 11th at 3 a.m. at the Cushquilla Estate in Killeen Road area, in front of a house. There's been a number of different issues connected with, again, another suspected feud. It just goes to show that, I mean, borders mean nothing in terms of this level of crime and how things can escalate.
Well, look, feuding doesn't achieve anything. It only leads to people being maimed and possibly death as well. And the biggest concern is that innocent people will get caught up in the crossfire. So, like, you'd always be trying to appeal to families to try and settle their differences and stop the ongoing feuding and fighting.
Yeah, and that's what's needed to happen, that's for sure. Okay, Michael, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for taking time to talk to us about it and really your concerns. That's Michael Collins there with us on the line, Fianna Fáil councillor and Cathaoirleach of Municipal District in Newcastle West. Gardaí appealing for anyone and information about the driver who fled the scene of the crash between Newcastle West and Abbeyfield. Come forward with information in relation to that one, and you can contact the Gardaí on that one to let them know what the situation is. And that's kind of where things are from the point of view of the search that they have and the searches that they're looking to carry out in relation to it. As I mentioned earlier on with Michael Collins, the only people, it turns out, who were there, and this is the precarious nature of what kind of can happen in these you know, extraordinary circumstances of a hit being commissioned, is the only people in the house that was to be targeted, that was on the sat-nav the Gardaí found on the phone, was two elderly pensioners, members of the family who normally live there, were not at the house that evening. So the pensioners were on their own. The body of the suspected international hitman who died in the accident was taken to University Hospital Limerick, where an autopsy has taken place. Limerick Coroner John McNamara will convene an inquest at a later date. Both men in the car carried Swedish passports. The gunmen originally came from South America. And more information on a great story by Jimmy Wolfe in relation to it this morning. There's a lot of talk of revenge, where, and this is an indication of the scale of the vendetta, that's according to a local source who works closely with people in Rathkeel. Now it's spread to other areas and other towns in relation to that. The families move around working in various parts of Europe, come back every December and January, and the population doubles to about 4,000. Up to now, the vendetta see the repeated firebombs attack on the homes of family and relatives of the man serving a jail sentence. So more reporting from Jimmy Wolfe from the Irish Examiner this morning in relation to that one.